Press record, Jordan. Say hi.
Hello.
We're at my house. The internet isn't working, so we can't watch anything.
Which is going to throw everything off, because that's what we do. That's what we're here for.
Well, I'll keep on checking back to it while it's happening.
So, I royally fucked up yesterday.
What did you fucking do?
Girlfriend can't, like, she doesn't like watching dogs die in movies and shit, you know? She just can't handle it.
Oh yeah, doesn't she like go to a website that's like does the dog die?
Yeah, it's doesthedogdie.com. And she checks it anytime we watch a movie.
Genius though, to be like running that website.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it tells you, like, you know, and obviously it spoils shit sometimes, but you know, I fucked up because I haven't seen
you lied about a dead dog to get your girlfriend to watch a cool movie.
What happened is I wanted to watch the thing. I've been wanting to watch the thing for a while, the 82 one, and I haven't seen it in a long time. So I kind of forget a lot that happens in it. So I put it on and she's on the sofa, and as soon as it comes on, I don't know, have you seen the thing?
Yeah, of course.
It opens up and there's a dog running in the snow, and in the background there's a helicopter chasing after this dog, and it's shooting at the fucking dog, and I go, uh-oh.
That's
And then she goes, is that guy shooting at that dog?
Like, no, shooting around the dog.
I literally was like, I had no idea, but I said, it's okay. I think he escapes. I'm pretty sure he escapes, babe.
So you lied. You lied to babe.
Well, no, in that scene, he escapes. He does. He eventually, man, when he finally, when that dog gets away, and because I don't know if you, in the thing that the helicopter's trying to shoot this fucking dog and it's running.
Yeah, because it has the thing
in it. It has a thing in it, but we don't know that in the beginning. You don't know that. So it lands and he speaks like, he's like Swedish or whatever. So he's speaking, you know, a different language.
Moon speak. Yeah.
And then he's still shooting at the dog.
Gibberish. If you did Duolingo, you'd know what he was saying.
Exactly. But I don't, you know, like I said before, I can't learn other languages. But anyway, the dog finally gets away. And when he does, I was like, whew. But little did I know, is pretty much the first half of the movie is like 11 dogs dying in the worst.
No, that's
ways
a very
possible.
That's a very dog centric murder spree.
Holy shit! I totally forgot that whole storyline. You know, basically, the dog that has the thing
in it
gets put in a kennel with like 11 other dogs, and they're all growling at it. And then the dog that has the thing in it, his head explodes, and then it starts infecting all the other dogs. And
the alien from the thing never gets like a formal name, right? Like how like the xenomorphs have a name in Alien,
right?
And stuff.
And Graboids and Tremors.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. We don't get like an actual like.
No.
Biological
we
name.
We get assimilation. It assimilated.
But that's, is it called the assimilation?
It's not, but it's.
It's not the
they
board.
Traded a name for like.
In action.
In action. Yeah. A verb.
Interesting. I wonder, and I'm not like a cinephile at all. I would never claim that because I've had sex, you know. But also, like, I wonder if there are other like celebrated, right, like properties like the thing, because the thing is huge.
It's huge. Oh, and by go ahead.
I wonder if there are more properties like the thing where we don't get a formal name or classification for the entity in it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as
like
we go
know
on,
that
I'll
like predators are called like Yautjas, right? Like, yeah. We know all that kind of stuff, and obviously,
I mean, I'm
like
learning that, but huh? I'm learning that just now.
Oh yeah, they're called Yautjas. Also, Yautjas. Great band, Yautja.
Yeah,
so good.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh my god. But like with movies like that, where there's like the entity or like the the otherworldly thing, like the Eldritch Horror.
Oh, I know one.
What?
Independence Day.
We never get a formal name for the aliens.
I don't remember. Do you?
I don't think that we do. They're probably just called. Yeah, they never say like, hey, what's up? We're the blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, we never get that. Okay.
No. Yeah.
No, that's okay. A good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we get like, and with that, we also, we have names for like, their, like, we, like, they call the look exoskeleton a suit, but that's about it.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They have specific things that they call like items that these things use, but they don't have a specific name for the creature.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the creature doesn't have a name.
Yeah. That movie's so fucking funny. Independence Day. I love how like, how do they plug in to like in the first one? So they get up there and they fly into the alien ship. And the whole thing is like they're gonna put a virus. Like how do they
Wi-Fi, don't, dude? It's because the unspecified aliens have unsecured Wi-Fi, yeah, which is a metaphor for identity theft.
That is funny. Like how that, and even if the whole thing was like we're gonna plug it in, it's like your plug's not gonna match their plug.
It's literally just hacking.
Yeah,
Kevin, you can agree, right? So Independence Day. Right, so like the whole thing is just because the aliens had unsecured Wi-Fi.
Look,
yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. That's how they hack in.
Kevin,
free body problem, high key.
Yeah,
Wi-Fi. Yeah, 100%. It's so sick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that to my mom the next time she goes traveling. She's gonna get identity theft.
He looks like he's
again.
In a rush. So why don't you leave him alone?
Fine. No, if there's one thing Kevin doesn't want to do, it's talk about low grade tech.
Sorry,
no, yeah, you hate gadgets, dude. Sorry, you're a Puritan. You hate gadget talk. Can you think of any other?
Oh my god!
Any other like sci-fi property aside from Aliens and
Aliens?
The Thing. Jesus. And Independence Day, where we don't know the formal name of the other lings.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I was just about to say Three Body, but they like call them Santi.
Yeah, they have a name in that. Yeah. Because we were just trying to think of other properties where, like, you can't...
The Deadly Spawn.
The what?
The Deadly Spawn.
The fuck is The Deadly Spawn?
It was an 80s alien ripoff movie.
With
Was that the ball one?
No. Like they propagate, like, barnacles, but they're basically...
Oh, they're barnacles? Oh, fun.
Damn. Like, sounds good.
Like, oh, okay, but they don't have, like, a name in it? So we have three so far, so okay. We'll be doing that for the rest of the evening. Hell yeah. See you, buddy.
Yeah, see you, dude. But yeah, I just love that in that movie. But anyway, back to the thing real quick. So she was just like really upset.
Yeah. That's the upsetting. Whole
time. And I was like...
Also, I know this is a public episode and she will hear it, but I mean, come on, it's fiction.
I know. And I kept saying, I was like, it's okay. It's not really the dog. It's
this
the
isn't
creature.
Like a movie in the 30s where they actually drown horses in the river.
Right. I was like,
is it only dogs that she hates when they die?
Yeah. I mean,
what about horses?
She doesn't like when any animal dies, but she's especially sensitive to dogs.
Yeah.
And then it like squirts acid on these dogs. I mean, like it's not, if you're sensitive to dog deaths, like The Thing is like not the movie to watch.
No, it's not at all.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you tricked your partner into that.
It just comes opening the opening scene and that dog is running through the snow.
You've seen The Thing before, right?
Yes, I have, but it's been a while, so I don't know.
That's
like
an integral part of the film.
Here's the things that I remember, like the
flamethrower scene.
Kind of things. But anyway, so after it, she goes, okay, I need to just put on one of your stupid comedy shows. So I put on Peep Show, and it's the episode where Jeremy takes what's his name on a stag ship, and he's basically having a bachelor party for
him. They're called stag dudes over
there.
You uncultured swine.
But Jeremy meets a girl that has a dog, and he's taking her somewhere, and she gets out of the car with the dog, mm-hmm. and then he backs up.
Yep.
And he backs up.
The dead dog in the bag, and then they give it to the dad yeah. on the boat. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's so sick. You did this on purpose. Happy Mother's Day, babe. It's also very funny to me that you are just now going through like your rewatch of Peep Show.
I've never seen it. I've seen like bits and pieces, but I've never gone all the way through it.
I find that so hard to believe because, like, I guess it was after you left Cheese's house. We used to just have that show on.
I'm sure, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. No, not me.
It's such a good show.
Yeah. No, Jesse hates it. She fucking.
Yeah, because it's a dude show. It's not a chick show.
Yeah. No, I guess you're right. It is.
No,
yeah.
It really. It's like, so I talked about that. Let's get sexist. I talked about that, like, with.
Let's not, but go ahead.
It's light to moderate sexism. No, there definitely are, like. there definitely are, like, artistic properties that are geared towards dudes or chicks.
Yeah.
And I'm using the binary because, like, it doesn't matter because this isn't real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, mainly it's with, like, I was talking about this the other day with, like, bands and stuff. There are, like, bands from, like, when we were growing up mm-hmm. that I know more chicks or people who identify as chicks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than dudes or people who identify as dudes who are, like, really into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Deftones is a big one where it's, like, it's mainly fucking chicks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And honestly, like, fucking, like, System of a Down and shit, too.
Yeah,
it's like all chicks. So then obviously there's like chick bands, I mean, like Evanescence and stuff, but there's like there are certain bands that have certain sounds where it's like, oh yeah, that's like your alt girlfriend is really into that kind of shit.
Portishead.
Yeah, exactly. Like that kind of shit, like Cockatoo Twins and stuff. It's like I don't
know what that is, but
you do. But obviously you might not because you're a dude.
No, actually I do. Yeah, I do.
It's chick music.
It showed up on my 90s. I have like a 90s feed on my YouTube thing, and that's I'm just now realizing that showed up.
Yeah, it's like chick music, but there's also like chick movies that aren't like chick flick. No, there's chick flicks.
Oh, okay. What's a chick movie?
Just like movies that are like geared to, like that aren't explicitly like this is like a movie for girls, like The Notebook or something, right?
I like The Notebook.
Yeah, because it's a chick flick and you like chick flicks.
Yeah, but there's what's like the chick movie.
But there's like non-gendered movies that it's like, oh, mainly girls like this or like TV Heathers? Shows and stuff.
No.
I mean, I will say anytime anyone's ever asked me to watch Heathers was a girl.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like that kind of shit. Like there's TV shows, but Peep Show is definitely a lot of like British humor is almost, especially in America, like that kind of dry humor is kind of like your weird boyfriend.
They're coming around like sex education and stuff. I feel like that's like kind of unisex or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of movies, saw the new Godzilla King Kong movie last night.
Oh yeah, was it good?
No,
I can't. Like, here's the thing: after watching Minus One, I don't know if I can like even continue. It's with a legendary completely Godzilla.
Different film and type of film for sure.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I know.
No, Godzilla vs. Kong or Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, is a heaping pile of whatever. Because it's a King Kong movie, it's not a Godzilla movie, first of all.
Well, first off, yes. And what really pisses me off, because like the first legendary Godzilla was okay. And it also had this dark essence to it, but it was like grounded in like this reality darkness. It's like Godzilla trying to do Dark Knight almost, right? Trying to be like Dark Knight in a sense, like be dark and gritty and it's more serious. But then, you know, it's only been like a few evolutions of that. And now we're into this crazy, like, come on, dude, Godzilla has like a weapon on his arm.
No, he
right?
doesn't. That's King Kong.
That's what I meant. Yeah. He's got like a weapon on his arm and they're running together. What are they doing? They're like being superheroes or something. Now,
so it's kind of like a weird buddy cop movie, but it's like, it's just not good. Like it, but it really
it's like
is
Beverly Hills Godzilla, right?
Sort of, but like it really is just like a King Kong movie, and Godzilla is in it for like 20 minutes, interspersed, right?
Yeah,
but it's all about like you know whatever. I don't want to review it because it's like not even worth it.
Yeah,
but it really is just like hey,
is it at least fun? Is it at least a good time?
So the dude who's like the podcaster blogger guy from like the King of the Monsters movie mm-hmm. that came out.
Yeah.
He's back. He's the only funny part in it.
I don't even remember him.
Like the black dude that hangs out with the kids the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's like, I know everything. And they're like, no, you don't. And he's like, yeah, I do. I do podcasts and blogs. And so the whole movie, he's like talking about his like Discord channel and like his blogs and shit.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But no, it's not a good movie, but I love My Big Monsters and I'll see any Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a Godzilla movie. It was a King Kong movie. And like old man King Kong, like is not good in the whole like Hollow Earth bullshit.
I hate the Hollow Earth bullshit.
But then like they, you know, it's like they find these other King Kongs, but they're like bad what? King Kongs. Yeah, there's like other monkeys.
Smaller and shit?
No. No, there's like other monkeys, but they're like leader is like this bad guy, and then he has imprisoned.
Did they tie in Planet of the Apes?
No. And then like they have like this like ice Godzilla, and then Godzilla's on ice the surface. Godzilla. Yeah, they made so up a Yeti. Character for it. And then so, no, it's like a lizard that does ice. And then so like okay. Godzilla's on the surface, like charging up. And then in the Hollow Earth, King Kong's like finding this bad monkey. And then...
Oh, his thing in this is purple. Is there a reason why his...
He just has to get more powerful. But then he never even uses the more powerful thing.
What?
There's so many like weird plot holes and like dumb shit in it. Like the movie really is not good.
He doesn't get to use the thing that the...
No, he uses it, but there's no delineation between his normal blue blast and his purple blast. Ugh. Like, they have one scene where, like, a computer scans him, and it's like, he's 20 times more powerful, but it doesn't do any more or less damage to the shit that he hits. Like, it's not like he does, like, a purple blast, and it's like a nuke that blows up all of, like, a city.
Like another good movie that we saw.
It's literally just, like, a fucking... It's still the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not...
I'm annoyed.
It's really not that good.
I'm not going to see it.
I mean, it is a very good, like, airplane movie.
Yeah.
It's a really good, like, dentist office movie.
Hey, I'm
going to
be on an airplane soon, so maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it then.
Yeah.
You know, but also we did, like, the cheap night at the movie theater and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I like going to the movies, and I like the experience of it, you know what I mean? But, like, all in all, like, the Godzilla, Kong, New Empire thing, it's really not good. Like okay. the bad boy, like unhinged guy who comes in as like the vet or whatever mm-hmm. is like supposed to be kind of like this Star Lord esque like Avengers dude that like isn't good. My buddy told me a really good thing where he was like, yeah, it was basically like the new Jurassic Park movies, but with Godzilla and King
yeah.
Kong.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't give a shit about yeah. this at all. Like there was, I don't know. It was very whatever.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh man, well, you know, anytime I play a video game that has dogs that die in it, Jesse also.
Damn, we're back on the dead dog shit, huh?
Well,
does Jesse like Fallout?
We haven't watched yet. Is it good?
No, the games, because you always have a dog companion, like dog meets in like all the games.
No.
Yeah, there's always a little doggy that you can have called dog meat.
No, I know. I was into the first two games that came out on PC, but I never got into like the one that's
the best ones.
Yeah.
Like 3 and New Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
4 was not good.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's not for me, man. I don't know. But anyway, anytime I'm playing like Resident Evil and there's a mm-hmm. fucking zombie dog.
Yeah.
And I have to shoot it because it makes the sound too. It's like, and like.
And Jesse just pops up from a dead sleep.
Like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I have to kill this thing or else I can't move on in the game. And she's like, that's a dog. You dog
bring this
killer.
Up with Bandai, not with me.
Exactly.
This is a Konami issue, not yeah. mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very funny though. I don't believe in anything that much to be like dogs in movies. Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I admitted to her, I was like, look, I'm just not sensitive to any of this shit. Like, no, I don't really, it's a movie.
It's really not. I don't know, dude.
I felt bad though. Cause you know, I want to be respective.
I want to be respective.
I want to be respectful. And you know, the thing just probably wasn't the thing to choose. I don't know. Anyway,
dude, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you do anything else since I've seen you last?
Went on a huge hike in the middle of West Virginia. Big slosh, you know? It's just Ike.
Did you go to a place called Big Slosh, or you did a Big Slosh?
No.
The way you said that, I don't know what that means.
It's like Sugarloaf, but like harder to get up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. We stayed at a little inn, and yeah,
was it a cool little inn because you guys are both under 5'4"?
No, it was called the Firefly Inn, and I was
like the show.
Firefly?
Josh Whedon's Firefly?
I was thinking more Gilmore Girls. At the inn in Gilmore Girls is also called Firefly.
I hate it because I know that you saw us go to the Firefly and say, "Hey, babe, look like Gilmore Girls."
I literally did not
say, "Hey, babe, look like the Josh Whedon show."
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. You're the worst nerd. You're such a bad nerd.
What is Josh Whedon? And what's is Firefly the thing? Isn't that about, like, isn't that the Jesus one?
No way. It's like a fucking...
There's a ship? Is there a
it's
ship?
It's like a space show. It's like an old school space show that got canceled.
There's only two space shows. Because it had bad ratings.
What are the two space shows?
Star Trek and Star Wars.
That's not true. Also Battlestar Galactica. And no. There's also Stargate.
Stargate. That's one that's always like kind of...
I love Stargate, dude.
What's with that? Like
Stargate?
Yeah.
First
off, I know it's a Sci-Fi Channel bullshit thing.
It's not a bullshit thing, but it's a Sci-Fi
Channel sucked at making original content.
No, dude.
The Sci-Fi Channel was the worst channel on television.
No, it was not.
The only good thing is when it came out with these, like, the fake docu-series about, like, paranormal shit.
No, this is so dumb. You're complete opposite.
No, man.
No,
dude. The effects were terrible.
The fun science fiction stuff that they used to do is way cooler than the fact that they now just do, like, ancient alien spinoff bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that shit's dumb. Dude, Stargate rules. It literally is like, hey, we found all these portals. It's like...
Where do they go?
That's the whole show, dog, is they go to different fucking worlds and different planets and different galaxies. And so it's like a monster of the week. It's like X-Files in space.
It seems lazy.
It's really good.
It's like, hey.
No, it's like.
What are we going to do for this episode? I don't know. Let's make a new portal that goes somewhere else.
No, it's like, hey, we have a portal that's connected to a different portal. And now we're going into, it's like Star Trek, where it's like, oh, this planet is all fish people. That's an episode.
You know what should happen in that show?
What should happen?
Is the portal should open up and you go into it and all of a sudden you're watching Star Trek or Star Wars, the only other two space shows.
That's so dumb. That's so stupid. Do you watch like the new Star Trek shit?
Yeah. No. Oh, no, of course no, you no, don't. No. I thought you meant like the movies from...
No, like the TV shows that are still coming out.
Star Wars, Star Trek, and then the Into the Darkness, and then Beyond. Those ones were really good. The movie series, those ones were good.
But they still have like the Picard and like Discovery and all that shit. They're great. They're really good.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I know a lot of people don't like it because of like purists or whatever, but it's so good.
I'm not. I don't know anything about it. I just want to watch some and have it be a good time. That's all.
That's. Oh my God. I just want to have a good time. I'm just here to party, have fun, be a good time.
Yeah. Did you hear? So I was at the hospital the other day because my someone in my family is getting surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And on the TV.
Dox your family and their illnesses.
I was on the TV. I was on the TV. I was on the TV. I saw Salman Rushdie doing, he's promoting this new book called Knife. And he has an eye patch on. And
just all about him getting fucking.
I didn't know he had it, got attacked.
What are you talking about?
I heard
about?
That he got it. He on the.
You didn't know I did that not he, know he got attacked. Attacked?
No. I knew about the whole, like, the fatwa.
Nope. Okay, you got there.
Fatwa.
Yep,
I knew
there.
About that from Kirby
Enthusiasm.
I like
how you can say fatwa easier than you can say fucking pogo stick.
I don't know. I think pogo. Anyway, don't make me trip up, dude.
Yeah,
I was
no,
doing
the
so
Ayatollah
well.
Khomeini issued a pogo on
no
on fucking Salman Rushdie.
No, but because I actually only knew that because of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That have you been watching New Curb?
No, it's don't great. Tell. Don't say anything.
I'm not saying anything aside from it's awesome.
Okay, good.
But I love Larry David, so like
yeah,
it's cool.
He's great. Have you seen 86th? His daughter's
no.
little YouTube show.
Nope.
Oh, you're so fantastic.
I don't watch YouTube shows.
Why not? That's the thing. Remember, so last time you came over to my house and you were mm-hmm. surprised that I was like into YouTube.
Yeah, you're super into YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, it's just, I'm surprised that you're surprised that I'm, you know, it's just weird. But anyway.
Also, you pay for YouTube.
Yeah.
Just psycho.
No, it's not psycho. Who wants ads all day long? I watch a lot of YouTube, dude.
Yeah, so do I.
I have that shit like pegged down.
Yeah, but you do get pegged by it.
No, I fucking, you know, it's all like, you know, and then people, I hate when people like put on something else on there. I'm like, you're going to fuck up my algorithm. So
that is a very funny thing because the last time I was at your house, your girlfriend lamented about how she searched something on your YouTube and then you just complained for days about how your algorithm was now fucked up.
I went to the, I had on YouTube, we had a friend over and we were watching shit. And then I get up, I go to the bathroom for 5 minutes. I come
what
out
were
of
you
the
doing in the bathroom for 5 minutes? Well, you did know. You eat an Impossible Burger that day?
No. And that's 2 hours of sickness if I do that. But anyway, I come out of the bathroom and she's showing our friend something about that she shows the kids at school or whatever. And I was like, what are you doing? You know, you're fucking up my algorithm. And then,
was your algorithm actually fucked up though?
Yeah, because on the side, so every video is what is it when it's curated for my interests, you know? So now
that's
I have
why it's all
these...
gay Nazi porn.
No, it's what the fuck are you
on
talking
mine.
About? No, but it's curated to me and then it got fucked up. But now it's back on track, I will say. Just, you know, just as an update. It's fine.
Just so everyone knows, my algorithm is perfect again. Yeah. My For You page is exquisite.
Yeah.
No, that shit really like, wasn't that like a big scandal for a while? I feel like there were so many people online who were blaming like the rise of the alt-right and like the proliferation of like Andrew Tate and Jordan Peterson and all these like online shithead dudes. Like the reason why they were so popular was because like somehow the algorithm, like no matter what you were watching within like 5 or 6 videos, you would just get kicked into like some weird, like intellectual dark web, like Brett Weinstein, Jordan Peterson video. That was like a whole thing for a really long time. Like no matter where you go on the internet, like if you let it ride, you'll eventually end up at like Joe Rogan, and then that will kick you to like Ben Shapiro or something.
Yeah, it was.
That was like a huge issue in air quotes. Like, you know what I mean? Like people were just complaining about that for so long.
Yeah, because like I don't follow any of that stuff, and YouTube kind of went into being really into the short. They're called shorts, but you know how Instagram has reels, TikTok.
Yeah, it's all the same
TikTok
shit
stuff, and then
it's a rose by any other name because people have no attention spans.
Yeah, and YouTube has the thing called shorts, and whenever I accidentally get on the shorts thing and scroll, I end up at Joe Rogan or any of those weird fuckers. Like after like
a couple of videos
scrolls, and it's weird because like I don't follow Joe Rogan. I don't like. I'm not really into that shit at all. Unless
I would
it's
say
like,
that
unless
you're
like
that you're that you are more Joe Rogan adjacent than not. Not
I'll
like
say I
no,
was,
but not
but
as
I
like
anymore.
A dig, but I feel like some of the stuff that you watch and the stuff that you're into, like if we're doing like we had talked about earlier, like the bullshit that is like hashtag stuff. Like I could see you watching one of your like here's a archaeological site where we find a bunch of pottery. And then that has the same hashtags as like an alternative history thing that then leads you to like Graham Hancock and then to Joe Rogan. And next you're watching a video about how like you can live to be 400 years old if you only eat lion.
Here's the thing,
like
though,
testicles.
The history stuff I watch on YouTube is not really oriented in like conspiracy theory type shit.
I don't think it has to be. I think it just has mutual tags.
Well, they're
history, historian, documentary,
maybe,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like when it, like if you're doing like the AI, like predictive bullshit, like if 7 out of the 30 tags are the same, you know what I'm saying?
But it's only in shorts that this happens. When the video's on the side for the regular part, like on my desktop, it doesn't really happen. I don't, you know, if it does happen, it'll be like Ben Shapiro, but it'll be like against Ben, you know, it'll be a video shitting on him, you know.
I did learn something really cool or interesting about like YouTube monetization, and I would assume that this applies to all types of like social media monetization type of stuff.
Yeah.
There's different parameters that you have to hit in order to like qualify to become monetized.
Yeah. It's kind of a lot.
Well, it used to be, from my understanding of it, from like what roommate Kevin was telling me, because his like video game clips, mm-hmm. Endless Cemetery on YouTube, look him up. He's very good at Mortal Kombat and Tekken. Yeah. It's like starting to pop the fuck off. And in order mm-hmm. to be monetized, it's either like you have to basically qualify for like a length of time that has been watched, right? Mm-hmm. So it's something like 400 hours, right? Yeah. Something crazy like that. Or it has to be like 10,000 clicks. But then if you're pumping out these little videos, then you can hit those 10,000 clicks pretty easily.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, and I'm sure that since you have a girlfriend and you love her and you don't look at other women on the internet.
Don't tell me what to do.
You know, like I follow a lot of like porn stars and like OnlyFans girls and like all that kind of stuff on Instagram. Because the internet's only good for video game walkthroughs and chicks. It's the only thing.
All right.
But anyway. No, so like you'll find a lot of these like TikTok girls and like OnlyFans girls and like porn stars.
Yes.
And okay. They are just constantly pumping out like 7-second videos of them doing either something a little bit
dance,
sexy, no, or just like dance. Kind of like a benign thing.
Hot tub?
No, it's not like tub. The Boobas hot tub Twitch thing.
Okay.
But you know, just like them doing whatever, and then like you realize it's like, oh, it's because like you, if you're into that content or you're into that person, like they do something minutely sexy, but you watch it like 5 times to catch the sexy part. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, that's how you're making your money.
Yeah.
It's because it just, then you have like 17. That's also why all these like content creators have like 7 different Instagrams.
Yeah.
Because then you post the same videos on all your Instagrams, right. And they just flood the reels and they flood the FYP pages. And then people just watch them over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Makes you wonder why we don't just get into that business.
Dude, I'm down to do it. All right. Say bye, Jordan.
Oh,
we're going over to Patreon. We're going to talk real sexy. I actually have a lot of sexy things lined up for this one. Okay. It's going to be awesome. That's why I have to do it behind the paywall.
That's really going to like lead all these people to want to be on the Patreon.
It's not me being sexy. It's about my sex life. And
so it is about you being sexy.
I'm not being sexy, but I'm having sex. Bye.
Bye. Jesus.